FM 90.3, WJTL, good old Reliant K, taking us back to 2010 with Oh Holy Night. Before that, we heard Kind by Corey Asbury. Hi, it's 7:20. Thanks for hanging out with Mindy and Kaylin today.
Hey, weather-wise today, looking like a chance of snow showers, mainly between noon and 3 p.m. Mostly sunny, high of 34. Tonight, we'll see clear skies, a low of 22. Winning Wednesday, looking mostly sunny, high of 38. Thursday, sunny, high of 51. Currently 31 in Harrisburg, 32 in Lancaster. Hey, we are joined by Tyler Hoover from Servant Stage. Welcome, Tyler. We're so glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
He's fighting with me about the snow. He's saying that maybe the snow won't come.
I don't know. I'm a little jaded. Last time I heard a high chance of snow, we got nothing. So.
I don't know. I'm excited, but we're excited because he's here to talk about Jingle Bell Jukebox that Servant Stage is putting on here at the Junction Center, right?
I am. We are coming here this Friday. So excited. The show's been touring for the last couple of weeks and excited to land here and add a live band, add some kids to it. But the show is just so fun. We really set out to say, how can we take as many popular Christmas songs as possible and kind of pair them together thematically and put them under the roof of one show?
Yeah.
But not just popular songs that people know, but some of the really iconic arrangements of those songs.
Yes.
So you're not just hearing White Christmas, you're hearing the Drifters' White Christmas.
Yeah.
And that ties to people's memories of, you know, maybe it's Home Alone or whatever. Like,
yeah,
there's so much nostalgia that accompanies not just these songs, but these versions of these songs.
Yes.
And then kind of tracing all of that nostalgia and magic back to the Nativity. And
yes.
What we know is the heart of the Christmas season. And we do that even through another, perhaps, tradition for some, and that is we do an homage to Charlie Brown Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And so having the Christmas story read in that way is really heartwarming and just kind of ties it all together. So it's so high energy. Again, we got these featured singers that are just lifting the roof off the place. We've got a dance ensemble that is bringing it every single
yes.
night. And then what's cuter than eight little kids singing, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas?
Nothing.
I mean, the show's got it all.
Yeah,
it's pure
exactly.
joy.
It's pure joy.
I literally have chills because what you're talking about is just the story arc of it all. Just like it's going through everything. And it is. It's so nostalgic. It just really makes you like, it makes you just feel great. It's a feel good show to go watch. I saw it on Sunday and have so many friends in it. It's amazing. Yeah, the talent is crazy.
Kaylin could be a spokesperson for Servant Stage. I'm telling you.
I could. I mean,
high
you
praise.
Know, listen, it is. But what you were talking about the dancers, most of the dancers that I saw on Sunday night were teens.
Yeah, most of them are.
It's these kids are talented.
They
and
are.
You guys have a great like passion for kids and the youth. And
we do.
Yeah.
Great education program. And it's so cool to see, you know, for us to see a lot of the students who are in this dance ensemble. And we're not taking it easy on them. I mean, they're having to bring it every
yeah.
single night.
Oh,
but
I know.
A lot of these students started in our camps. I mean, even one of our features who you're going to see, just phenomenal performer. She started as a camper at 10 years old. And now she's 17 and a feature in one of our main stage
yeah.
shows. And it's so cool to see that progression through the educational program and see them really grow up into just some huge potential.
So you said, excuse me, you're going to be here this weekend, but tickets are selling really fast. Like, Tyler, they're going.
They are. So we're here Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Saturday and Sunday are already pretty much sold out. Friday night, we still have some tickets available. Would love to have folks come out and help us open here this weekend at the Junction Center. And then we're at Lancaster Alliance Church next Thursday through Sunday. And then we finish out the run at Lancaster County Christian School, December 15th through the 17th.
And about how many performances is that in total? It's
total,
a lot.
Total, including the touring shows, I think we were at 42, which
wow.
is a record for us this
My
year.
Goodness.
Spreading
so, yeah.
holiday cheer. I love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if I want to get a ticket, what do I do, Tyler?
You can either go online, servantstage.org, and reserve your tickets there, or give us a call. We're at 717-455-0255.
And you have load in here on Thursday, so we're excited to have you guys around.
Can't wait. Love
you. Tyler, always such a blessing having you. You're such a great guy, and you represent such a great ministry. So thank you for all you do at Servant Stage.
Thanks so much for having us.
We're going to head back to the tunes. This is King and for King and Country with What Are We Waiting For on WJTL.